Councilmember Cummings. Councilmember Hutchins.
Here.
Mayor Schumaker.
Here. If you would, please rise as you are able and join in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Each member of council will have received a copy of the minutes from the last committee of the whole meeting. Does council have any corrections that they have noted? I have two. Under citizen comments on the third line, it says Time Pinkerton, and that should read Tim Pinkerton, 202 South Almond Drive. And under business item B, the vote was recorded as yes 6, no 0. It should be yes 7, no 0. I believe that's all the corrections I have. Any others? If there are no objections, then the minutes from the last committee of the whole meeting will stand as corrected. We had no citizen comments. Nobody signed up to make comments this evening, so we'll begin with our staff reports, starting with our community relations report. Mr. Campbell is ill this evening. He was here earlier today and had to go home ill. Administrator Gracely, would you fill in for him, please?
I'd be happy to. I will read from his report. You have a copy of it, but I'm happy to answer any questions you might have.
Any questions or comments for Administrator Gracely? All right, next up is Art Center report from our Art Center manager, Melissa Sturgis.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Whew, it's been quite a quarter. Despite the little hiccup we had, we are busier than ever. You have a report in front of you, but I'm super excited about everything that's happening at the Art Center. I was hoping Clark could be here this evening so I could introduce him, but he's actually got auditions happening right now for Crowns, the Gospel Musical at the Arts Center. We have three very busy camps taking place this week at the Art Center. We have the Simpsonville Police Academy for middle school and junior kids. We have a fine arts camp with the Warehouse Theater, and Upstate Warrior Solutions are doing a drama therapy camp for kids of military and kids of first responders. It's incredible what I've been seeing the last 2 days. They are doing a production on the stage Friday at 2:30 if any of you are free and would like to see. It's going to be pretty powerful stuff. And then, of course, Make and Believe Artist is so busy. She's been doing nonstop, week-long summer fine arts camps and arts camps, and it's been a lot of fun. Lots of good things are happening. And then as of 3 o'clock this afternoon, I had 4 phone calls, people wanting to rent the Art Center and rent some studio space. So I'm following up with all of those people tomorrow. And the Warehouse Theater is interested in bringing Midsummer Night's Dream to the Art Center, an abbreviated, shortened version that would be family friendly, and that would be in November. So busy, busy. Any questions?
Councilmember Rochette.
No questions, just a comment and a thank you for taking what, you know, could have been a really awful situation and making it better than ever.
Thank you.
I appreciate
your effort. It's a blessing in disguise, truly. Anybody else?
If I can interrupt just for a moment for the audio record, please. Will we let the record show that Councilmember Houlihan has arrived? Any further questions for Ms. Sturgis? I just will also add a comment that I've been, you have already well proven how much of an asset you are to the city of Simpsonville, but again, just how impressive the schedule we have coming. It's just so exciting. So thank you.
I love the community, thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's just very, very exciting. Just really wonderful to see how well our center is being utilized.
Thank you.
Next up, economic development report from our planning and economic development director, Jason Knudsen. Director Knudsen.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. So this is the first time doing the quarterly, so I've been providing you with monthly reports still. All together, kind of look back on those 3 months. Our permits and everything, while they're still down a little bit, seems to be kind of a status quo, if you will. I'm not too concerned about them, but we are definitely still seeing that impact from high construction costs and higher interest rates. So we're still building, projects still going forward. Things are slowing down a bit, or have slowed down a bit. Kind of the biggest things that have all been approved, as you know, all the last little things needed for our city and park project have all been approved. Administration things for the fire station were approved by the planning commission, so I believe that was the last thing that we had to do. So they're all good to go. If you have any questions, we'd be glad to answer them for you.
Any questions for Director Knudsen? Thank you.
Thank you.
Next up is our monthly financial report. I ask Director Christine Farina. Director Farina.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. A few highlights from the June financial report. General fund revenues for June were $3.1 million, with year-to-date revenues at $22 million, which is 99% of the budget. June expenses were $2.1 million. Year-to-date are $20.6 million, and that's 92% of the budget. Sewer fund revenues for June were $193,000, with year-to-date revenues at $2.2 million, and that's 102% of the budget. June expenses were $61,000, with year-to-date at $994,000, which is 86% of the budget. Hospitality and accommodations fund revenues for June were $366,000. Which brings our year-to-date at $3.4 million, which is 112% of the budget. June expenses were $10,000. Year-to-date is $2.4 million, which is 112% of the budget. The Public Works Enterprise Fund revenues for June were $15,000. Year-to-date is $1.5 million, and that's 105% of the budget. June expenses were $62,000. Year-to-date is $778,000, which is 73% of the budget. I'd be glad to answer any questions.
Any questions for Director Farina? I just have one comment that I want to make. This does finish up the fiscal year, and I just want to commend all of city staff, Director Farina, Administrator Gracely, our department heads are here. I want to commend all of you for a year when we have been tight on meeting the budget for revenues. You have managed to keep us under budget in spending as well, and I commend you for that. But you know, it's been a difficult year from an economic standpoint, and you guys have done an amazing job, so I want to thank you. All right, thank you, Director Farina. Next up is our administrator report, City Administrator Gracely.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. I'm just going to go through a few highlights in the report, and please stop me or feel free to answer or ask any questions if there's something I do miss. I wanted to bring you up to speed on Zen City. We signed that initial contract last September, so we're coming up on renewal for that. Justin and I did meet with Zen City staff via Zoom call a couple weeks ago, and there's no price increase for this year. I know there's been some debate about whether or not we wanted to continue. Staff believe that it's important to keep that platform open as we approach the downtown revitalization and road realignment project. We are working now to get some materials together to put some images out on the engagement platform before we go out to bid. That way people can see what's coming while we're still in design phase. Those renderings are not going to be quite as thorough and detailed as the ones that we had for the municipal complex, because just the nature of the project makes it a little more difficult to have images. But we will have some pretty good detail to share with the public on that. And because of the extent of this project, and I think we can easily say everybody at one point or another in the city is going to be impacted by it, it's, I think, a really good idea to continue this public engagement platform for at least the next year. And I will say that we budgeted $25,000 in the budget because we anticipated there might be a small increase, but it's actually at no increase. So we actually have a little bit more in the budget than we need to renew that contract. Also wanted to make you aware that I am in the process of preparing an application to MASC for their hometown economic development grant. As I have updated you along the way with our downtown project, particularly last time when I told you that we did get $1 million direct allocation from the state budget, we still believe that we're going to be underfunded for that project given price escalation on things. And so I'm looking for any resources I can find to help offset that. This grant application is to install the archway at South Main Street that I know we all are very much in favor of, and that's a really important design element. When we end up over budget after bids come in, sometimes those design elements are the first things that have to be cut because you have to do the infrastructure. You know, you have to do the stormwater, you have to do the roads. And so, you know, we want to make sure that we can preserve as many of those design elements as possible. So there is later on the agenda discussion of a resolution for the local match required for that application to be submitted. The municipal complex, I'm sure you drive by there weekly, if not daily, and you are seeing the progress being made on the site. The footings have been poured for City Hall and Police. They are coming up in the next week for the fire station. All of the plumbing and electrical infrastructure work is happening for the buildings currently, and the site is really taking shape. So I would encourage you, if you want to get a good look at it, it's hard to see a lot from Curtis Street. Maybe go visit Melissa at the Art Center and go out on the loading dock for the Art Center so you can see into the park and see how that project is shaping up. The site is really starting to look like all of the elements that you've seen in the plans. With regard to the project at 417 at Wagon Creek and Fowler, we are still on schedule for construction to begin with that the end of August, early September, and that is going to be taking that 1 mile section where you currently have four lanes down to three lanes with a center turn lane, and DOT will be installing a traffic signal at Fowler. So we're really excited to get that project underway and get it completed. If you recall, a couple of years ago, you know, we had some residents very concerned about traffic coming off Fowler and out of Wagon Creek and not having a signal there. And we did have a fatality there about a year ago. So, you know, we're really thrilled that that project is getting ready to be underway and it will solve a significant public safety issue. I think that's all I wanted to highlight. I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions for Administrator Grace? Councilmember Gooch.
One thing you said jogged my memory, I guess, picked a question. Are we getting pictures of the progress as they?
Yes.
Good.
We not only pictures, but time lapse video will be at the end of the project. We'll have from the very first time dirt turned until the project, until we cut the ribbons. So, yeah, and we're getting that from a couple of different sources. Edifice General Contractors is doing the time lapse, and then Bolton and Meek, our park design team, is out there. They fly the drone about once a month to get some new footage updated.
Okay, and then I have a question. There's a section going out West George Road on the left. Their sidewalk is missing. You may not be familiar with it, maybe you do.
I am.
Can you fill us in on what's going on there?
Mr. Knutson, do you want to fill them in? We did have a discussion with DOT about some work that they've done on West Georgia. And I think, are you talking about the section of sidewalk?
Where the tree was taken out.
Where the tree was taken out, is that what you're talking about?
Uptown.
Yeah. Do you want to give them an update on where we are with that? We had talked about the slope of that grading work that they did. Now they've got some the property sort of sloping down toward the business owner, if I'm thinking about the same area that you're talking about.
Replacing is the biggest question. Is that
we had our quarterly meeting with them last week and we touched on that, and yeah, I mean, if they tore it out, they should be replacing it. It's not part of the West Georgia Road project where we're adding turning lanes at the intersections, but is that where they've done some of the full depth patching? Would they take the sidewalk out there? We did mention that to him when we had that meeting last week, and I was doing like multitasking, doing other things, and I do recall there was a discussion that happened.
Yeah, they've taken it out and basically put grass there. That's what we got. But we had concrete before, and people could walk on it.
Yeah, it is temporary. Okay. They're stabilizing the area. They have put in a new inlet drain.
Okay.
Because of the water that was going off. They promised us it will be removed and that the concrete is still underneath there.
Okay. That's what I have. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Councilmember Hutchings?
You still have in your report about road resurfacing, just to remind us that there were six, I think, roads on the list for FY23 that we got funding for, but work can't start till FY24 because of all the backlog of work. And then we're obviously going to apply for funding for FY24 as well for the resurfacing, the match. And that was originally planned for another 4 to 5 roads, but then we had the problem out on Willow Tree, one of those. And are we having to divert some of that money to do the repairs on Willow Branch?
No. So the way the road resurfacing works every year is we do get money from the County Transportation Committee, the legislative delegation, through their C funds. And that's by formula. We get the same amount every year. There's a $900,000 cap that gets distributed to the 6 municipalities. And then by formula, we get our allocation, which typically is about $179,000 a year. We are required to match dollar for dollar, but the city does put in $250,000. So we put in a little bit more than the required match. Unfortunately, asphalt prices have escalated to the point that I don't know now if there will be 4 or 5 additional roads. It may be more like 3 additional roads because we were over budget on some of the roads for this year that won't be resurfaced until next year. As far as Willow Branch goes, that's why we do have the capital projects fund. You know, we started setting money if we have a surplus budget year, which we are on target to have a surplus this budget year. 75% of that money transfers to that capital account, and that's really for unforeseen things or long-term capital projects that we do plan for. But with regard to Willow Branch 2, there's a sewer manhole very close to where the road collapsed, so we're actually using some sewer fund revenue to help with that reconstruction as well, because there's the potential for that water issue to undermine the sewer infrastructure. So it's going to be covered under sewer and some general fund.
Do we have a timeline?
We are waiting for materials. And I think I mentioned to you all, I think I emailed to update you on the size of the culvert box that's going in. It's an 8-foot by 10-foot culvert, and it is not a prefab item. It is something that they are having to fabricate because of the size of it. I did talk to Andy earlier, and we still don't know when that's going to be delivered, but the contractor is lined up, so you know, they have to arrange for the crane to come in because of the size of the culvert, and all of those things are lined up. It's just a matter of when the material is available.
Thank you.
I wish I could tell you next week, but you know, probably another 3 to 4, I'm guessing. Maybe longer. We had hoped it would be repaired by the end of July, but now it's looking like at least mid-August.
Okay, thank you.
Councilmember Hutchings.
I believe I heard the price tag on that repair at Willow Branch was around $500,000. That's
what we had anticipated, because what we thought the cost of the culvert box would be, but there is some good news, and that price is actually much less than we had thought. So it's about half that cost. So we're looking at more of a quarter, like $250,000, including materials. So we're happy about that.
Also, have we got everything done on the seating for the amphitheater for the first concert?
So all of the seating is installed. All of the ADA ramps are poured. They're working on the railing this week. In fact, I was out there a couple times yesterday to check on the progress for that. So we're hoping that the railing will be complete by the first show on Friday. But if not, the first couple of shows are not they didn't sell out, so the crowd sizes will be smaller. So if we have to use the cattle gates to sort of rope off those areas that are not quite finished, we can do that. But yes, all of the seating is installed and it looks magnificent.
And I understand we're making lease payments to Seating Solutions. So would we lease that?
So it's a lease purchase. So it's TRZ paid the initial deposit of $50,000. And on July 1st, we paid our first lease payment. Next July, we'll pay our second. And then July of 25 will be the final lease payment with a buyout of about $50,000. So the most expensive year of the lease will be next year. Because this year would have been that TRZ paid the first $50,000 of the lease for this year. So, those will be built into the H&A tax budget for the next two budgets. We've already paid this year's lease.
Thank you.
Councilmember Root.
I meant to follow up again before, a couple of weeks ago, I keep forgetting. Were we able to put strips down on that road that we discussed a couple months ago off of Jonesville? I think it's still considered a cavity. The one that will be going to a one-way.
We're refreshing my memory about the strips.
Well, we're gonna get a count, traffic count.
So we can't do it until school's back in session because it's not considered an accurate traffic count. And so the tubes go down once school's back in session, and we'll leave them out there for about 30 days, and we'll have a count. But yeah, we don't do any traffic counting in the summer because it skews the numbers.
Yeah, I could remember if we got them down in time before school, but okay, here in a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Any further comments or questions from council? All right, then I have one. If you would please, just for the record and for the people who are here, discuss briefly the Joseph P. Riley Award for Economic Development and what's happening on Friday.
Thank you. I had that circled on my report and I missed it. So the Municipal Association's annual meeting is in Greenville this year. As you all know, many of you are registered for that. It begins on Thursday. On Friday at noon at the Hyatt is the awards luncheon, and we are the recipient of the Joseph P. Riley Award for Economic Development for the Arts Center. I would love for all of you to be there. I know that a couple of you have conflicts and can't be, but we'll have those tickets once we pick up our registration packets on Thursday, and we can distribute those accordingly. But if we could all gather at the Hyatt just before noon on Friday so we can make sure we're all seated together. And then they'll show the video that they've produced that describes our project, and the mayor will accept the award on behalf of the city. It's going to be a pretty exciting day.
Thank you. All right, I think with that completes our staff reports. I just want to remind council that our other department heads are here with us as usual. Are there any questions or comments for them? All right, well then I want to thank all of you for coming and spending this quality time with us, and you are dismissed if you would like to go. That brings us to our only item of business that's anticipated to come before the next council business meeting, the presentation of the resolution providing local match for the MASC grant. Administrator Gracely, would you summarize for us, please?
Yes, thank you, Mayor and Council. As I mentioned in my report, I'm in the process of preparing the grant application to the Municipal Association for their Hometown Economic Development Grant. We are asking for the full amount, which is $25,000, and the project would be to install the archway at South Main Street to delineate that Festival Street. Also, the center of downtown as we see it. As you know from the design on the downtown revitalization project, that street is going to be a little different, elevated more than the rest of that downtown project. And so we really don't want to lose that element as part of the design. And so this would help secure an outside source of funding to pay for that feature. So that if we do run into budget issues, which I'm expecting that we will once we open bids early next year or late this year, that we wouldn't have to cut that feature because I know it's a really important feature for all of us. So the resolution is required because there is a 15% match
And so this is council obligating the city to the matching funds if the grant is awarded.
Thank you. Motion is in order. Councilmember Hutchings.
Mayor and Council, I make a motion to approve resolution providing local match for MASC grant number R2023-04.
I have a motion from Councilmember Hutchings with a second from Councilmember Roche. Discussion? Councilmember Hutchings.
I'm sorry. Will we have an opportunity to review the design of that at some point?
Yes, absolutely. In fact, I don't have any kind of photographs to share with them because we haven't gotten that far in the design yet. But yes, absolutely, council can take a look at that and decide. We also need to decide, is it just going to read South Main? Is it going to say South Main Street? Do we want to put some other wording on there? I anticipate South Main Street similar to the one at Brown Street. Of course, it's going to have to be taller because it's going to have clearance for tractor trailers because of delivery trucks and things that need to use South Main Street. But yeah, you'll have every opportunity to look at what the design team has come up with and make comments and suggestions.
I have a suggestion. We might want to open this up to the citizens to offer some suggestions for what we could do as part of the Zen City program.
Yes, that's one of the elements that we can easily put on there because we will have a design for that we can show. You know, the difficulty with showing elements of downtown, as I mentioned, is you get cross sections of roads, and those aren't very pretty pictures. So South Main Street, a lot of the design features, we will be able to show renderings for that. And this is certainly one of those things that we would want to get some feedback on, and I think the public would enjoy providing feedback for that.
Thank you. The members of council with comments or questions? Okay, on the motion to approve resolution providing local match for MASC grant R2023-04 and moving this item to the next business meeting, all those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. All opposed signify by saying no. Motion carries unanimously. All right, if there are no objections, then we will stand adjourned.